A reading from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 31 through 34. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their spouse, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another, or say to each other, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and remember their sin no more. From the book of John, chapter 12, verses 20 through 36. Now among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said, Sir, we wish to see Jesus. Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, God will also honor. Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. The crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said, An angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered, This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. The crowd answered, We have heard from the law that the Messiah remains forever. How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Jesus said to them, The light is with you for a little longer. Walk while you have the light, so that the darkness may not overtake you. If you walk in the darkness, you do not know where you are going. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become children of light. God's word for God's people. Thanks be to God.
I wonder if today we, you and I, are akin in any way to some Greeks in today's gospel story from John. We haven't yet gone up to worship at the festival, for the lectionary throws us a chronological curveball or causes us to bend a bit now, as do our Lenten devotionals, since these verses from John that Benny just read for us appear after the same gospel shares the story of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem that we will mark next Sunday with our waving palms. So a curious note, the lectionary flipped the script a bit on us. This is in some ways the equivalent of our gospel storyteller also bending it like Beckham, that great soccer player who can hook or bend in a goal from virtually every conceivable angle, with a flashback, or a PS, or a boomerang effect that simply cannot be left out. Oh, and by the way, there were some Greeks who went up to worship at the festival. That festival of the Jews called Passover. It would be like you and me showing up at Temple Beth Shalom for Passover, or at an Eid celebration in Quincy or Roxbury. And what do you know? Those possible interlopers wished to see Jesus. Thanks be to God, they wished to see Jesus. Now that it is the fifth Sunday in this season of Lent, as we wind our way around multiple bends of the calendar and our hearts on this way to Jerusalem and the cross of a Friday we now call Good, I do wonder if any of us, if we wish to see Jesus. Our palms are on the way for next Sunday. Our reservation for the pony, as you heard, for our annual pony rides for children and the children of our neighborhood, the reservation's in, confirmed. Our stores are filled with bunnies and chicks, stuffed and live. Plastic eggs to fill with candy, pastel and brightly colored new clothing, especially for our children. Some of us already have our Easter candy. We are so ready for Easter. And I still wonder if any of us, if we wish to see Jesus. You know, Jesus, the one who said to Andrew and Philip, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, God will also honor. And if that wasn't enough of a what? Really? That's what you really want them to see and hear? Jesus kept going. Now my soul is troubled. And what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name. For then that voice, the story tells us, came from heaven. I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. So it thundered, or something sounded like thunder. Judgment like thunder, perhaps. But Jesus reminded them, the voice came for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people, and some translations say all things, to myself. Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. Do you think that's what those Greeks came to learn or to hear? Probably no more than that's where we kind of, can't we just leap over that part? Do we wish to see this Jesus? Or do we wish to look the other way? The crowd gathered around in this story seemed taken aback and responded with their own, "What do you mean? We have heard from the law that the Messiah remains forever. How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" Though they knew from the prophetic books that came before, it just wasn't quite what they were expecting. Who is this Son of Man? Do we wish to see this Jesus? We too, no doubt, if we wish to see this Jesus, need to bend our expectations, bend our timelines, bend our bodies, bend our church, bend our spirits, bend our hearts, bend our imaginations. We need to bend in all ways, toward and in and with the light of the world, the light, the true light, which enlightens everyone, says the Gospel of John in its opening stanzas, so that the darkness may not overtake us. We are still called, like the crowd on that day, to believe in the light so that we may become children of light. For it is only in the light that we can enter the darkness without being overcome by it. To see the Jesus whose journey to Jerusalem once and still and always leads to a cross, where a life, the life of Jesus, like a grain of wheat, falls into the earth and dies. There to find new life and to bear much fruit. So I wonder, do we wish to see this Jesus? Please, God, may it be so. Amen.